We're going to give you the order of the service at this point. We're going to, it's a very special time, especially for families and for these young people that are taking this step. Lord bless you. There's nothing more important for you to do. So after I'm finished, Brother Murray will have the message, and then the baptism will follow, and then we'd like to give opportunities, first of all, for the families to meet the applicants, and then the rest of the church welcome them. I'm going to give the announcements at this point. This evening we plan for a service, and also this evening we would like to take a vote for a song leader to replace Jonathan. Was put in as song leader, and we'd like to replace Jonathan for that, or he's asked to be replaced. And then Wednesday evening we plan to have service also. Brother Michael Burke will lead the discussion Wednesday evening. There is a fellowship meal planned after the service. Everyone is welcome. And there's a special note here to say, parents, please remind your children that food is to be eaten at the tables and not upstairs. So special note for the parents, and it says it's the youth's turn to clean up. So everybody is welcome to join us at the fellowship meal after the service here. Okay, we've come to a very special time, a very special day, and a very important time. I'd like to think this morning a little bit. In the book of Acts, we have the story of the Ethiopian that was traveling home from Jerusalem. He had been there to worship, and he was reading the book of Isaiah like we were reading this morning, and he had trouble understanding it. And I'd like to just read a few verses here, starting with Isaiah. Let's read Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. It says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken." And that was a question in the mind of this man as he read this. He could read the words, but he didn't know who he was talking about. And we sang that song, "I Stand Amazed at the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene." And that's who he was talking about. That's who this was talking about. And so when Philip climbed up into the chariot and spoke with him about this, the man became alive. And they came to water, and he says, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip told him, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Now, we've met with these young people time and again, and instructing them in doctrine and practice, in what is important. But this is, in a nutshell, the thing that is important. If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And now belief is something that is a word that has been hijacked somewhat over the years. And there's probably nobody here that says, "I don't believe that Jesus is not the Son of God." We all do. And yet, That word is much deeper than that. It's the Greek word is pistioi, if I can say that right. I don't know if that's, but it means to trust in for salvation, to commit to be trusting. And so if we trust Jesus with all our heart and we are following him with all our heart, that's the thing that's important. And that will put everything else into perspective. So if that's our testimony, and then thou mayest, God bless you. And that's true for everyone. The call is pretty, the cost is everything we have, but it's nothing more than we have. And so it was a blessing to read this and to see that Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and he went down both into the water, both Eunuch and Philip, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Appreciated so much the thoughts that Brother Gerald shared with us on the joy of the Lord. And this should be a joyful experience for you, one that you can look back with pleasure and joy. And more than that, it's a statement of where you're standing and where you will stand. So God bless you as we go forward in this time. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Lord, as we pause before you, we want to thank you for the privilege we have to call you our Father. We want to thank you for each of these young people that have made a commitment to serve you and are this day sealing it with their vows. We pray that you might be glorified and that you might be honored in our devotion to you this morning. Bless this service further for your glory. We ask it in your name. Amen.